Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. All right, so welcome to Claim Podcast, and also welcome to the Instagram Live if you are on Instagram and watching. Welcome everyone. Know that this is also on the podcast and also on Instagram, and you can find hopefully this video on my IGTV. And I do them both because I really want the live interaction, and I also am recording a podcast episode at the same time. So that's great. So today I am talking about how what I do in my group coaching program, which is called Claimed, is different and why it actually works. This is for women who are interested in obviously working with me, want to know a little bit more about my process, or, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while and you're like, I kind of am not sure, but maybe, you know, or if you've been following me on Instagram and you have the same questions, This is the closest that you're going to hear from me about what I do and exactly what I offer in terms of working with me, because how you get to work with me and how we get to work together is through via discovery call. And if you're interested, the process would be to actually apply for your discovery call at girlskill.com/apply. That's the first step. And the second step, if you qualify, you would be then redirected to a page where you can schedule a call with director of enrollment on my team. So I actually don't do discovery calls myself anymore. I have a team who does that simply because I want to focus on the work with clients and all the other stuff that I'm meant to be doing, leading and doing this work, like Instagram lives like this, that, you know, having a team really allows me to do what I love to do. So let me tell you about, you know, why you should sign up for your discovery call today and start to attract committed masculine men. If you don't know me, and if you're new, as you probably know, I'm Anna Rova, and I help single successful women attract committed masculine men, attract and keep. And that's what I do with my signature program that's called Claimed. Now, my group coaching program is called Claimed simply because it actually came from one of my clients when I asked you, every single time when I was getting on a woman on a discovery call, and if you will get on a discovery call with one of my team members, it's all about, well, how do you want to feel, right, when you get there? Because it's all about feminine embodiment and what's in your body. And so many women told me, I want to feel claimed, right? This is like being claimed is the culprit, or the how, in a word, we can describe feminine masculine polarity and how one wants to feel like. So our goal is to get you claimed by men. So let me just read that to you, because it's based on an article I've written in June, and that's available on my blog as well. But I really want to discuss this so that it's there. And if you're really curious, then you can always go back to it. And obviously, if you're interested, sign up for a discovery call. So here's what this is about. I realize that I don't actually talk much about my claim program, what it entails in public. And I do all of that during my discovery calls with women, as I told you about, right? Like, you won't find a sales page, you won't find a price. That's simply because this conversation, I only work with women who I want to work with and who I know are a great fit. And how we do that is by getting on a discovery call. You know, this is an investment. And so when you get on a discovery call with one of my team members, it really starts with what's your current situation, what you're dealing with. So this is kind of a diagnosis of, can we really help and are you a great fit? And then we move on to your desired situation, what you want. And if we feel like we can help, and, you know, my program, you're a great fit, and then you ask questions about, you know, is this program a good fit for you? Once we get that sorted, then we talk about all the questions and also the investment, and we get you signed up on the call. That's pretty much how it works. That's why I don't talk about it a lot. You know, out there. There's no sales page for it because all of these conversations, they happen on a discovery call. The discovery call is free. You need to apply for it first and then you can schedule your call if you qualify. If you have any more questions, let me know. So, and that's what I talk about here, right? It's all about, I recently was getting questions from women on who want to know more about my methodology and how and why it works. So, you know, here's how my group coaching program is different from everything you've probably seen in the relationship and self-help even or dating niche. Number one is my own experience, research and one-on-one work with women. So I've designed this program based on my experience of being in the hyper-masculine go-go-go mode all the time and thus attracting feminine men. I've also been attracting emotionally unavailable men, and that led me to realize that I'm attracting what I'm mirroring. So I started to work on my beliefs about relationships, men and women. I looked for answers, I transformed myself, and I started helping other women in the process, right? I've also designed the CLAIM program based on the one-on-one work that I've done with dozens of women for the last 2 years. I've held close to now 250 discovery calls where I dove deep into their struggles with men and what they want. So I know my prospect, aka you, really, really well. And if you feel yourself resonating with a lot of things that I'm saying, like I'm not just taking them up from thin air. Like I know what I'm talking about. That's the feedback that I get from women. It's like, have you bugged my apartment? Like, how do you know what exactly I'm dealing with? That's because I've been obsessed with the women that I work with the women that I speak with, and really about helping you and helping them solve the problem, which is attracting emotionally unavailable men or feminine men and being unhappy in relationships. And of course, I've gone through that journey myself. That's why I know what I'm talking about, because I feel it in my body and I know how it is. And so, of course, the best place to kind of, if you haven't watched my signature training webinar, just go to girlskill.com/webinar and register for that so that you can understand what my whole philosophy is about. And, you know, so besides my own personal experience in working with women one-on-one, I've consistently studied and am still studying the subject of feminine-masculine polarity in relationships for the last 6 years through my 2 podcasts, as well as courses, books, coaches, and research, right? Like, I'm so obsessed with this subject that I'm constantly gaining knowledge, reading. Like, I've just finished my evolutionary psychology book, which took me months to kind of go and study. As you know, I'm doing this CLAIM podcast for almost 3 years now. I've done another podcast before this one where I was interviewing men about women and relationships. So, you know, the way that why you're resonating with it is because, like, this is big work. You know, this is my life's work pretty much, and that's all I do. And so this is kind of my profession, I suppose. So it's not just like, oh yeah, let me teach you some stuff. It's always my own experience, my own research, and of course, most importantly, it's bringing the results to the women that I work with, because that's the most important. So the key thing number 2 is feminine embodiment. I've weaved feminine embodiment as the core coaching framework through this whole program that I do. I'm a certified feminine embodiment coach through the School of Embodied Arts with Jenna Ward, and I'm constantly in awe of how much my personal and professional life has changed since I've been doing this work. So when you join the CLAIM program, you don't get a series of relationship and dating tips and tricks where you understand everything theoretically and then I tell you, well, now go and apply. You know, I don't give you templates or techniques of how to be feminine. What I do is much deeper, and that's why it works. And that's why the investment in this program is not like $500, because, you know, you get when you invest $500, you get $500 results. And I don't want to say that, you know, you need to invest thousands of dollars in yourself to see major shift and transformations. It's really a matter if you have the time, then you can spend, like I've spent quite a few years researching and applying this into my life and seeing the change. But if you don't have the time and you're willing to invest in yourself, then this is a great fit for you. I work with women who are extremely committed and motivated and, you know, they're successful. They can invest in themselves, but they're just so sick and tired of attracting these men that they don't know they don't know what they're doing wrong, and they'd rather pay someone to walk them through this path. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy-paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and, oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. Feminine embodiment is a modality that takes you out of your head and into your own body. It allows you to feel deeply and release layers of piled frozen tension in your body. Essentially, feminine embodiment is getting to the truth of who you are as a feminine essence woman. And that's much more sustainable way to show up with men and in your life than applying certain tips and tricks to get you engaged or married. Yeah, sure, I can give you the tips and tricks to get engaged, but a lot of women I speak to got engaged and married to the wrong men. What's the point of being married and engaged to the wrong men, right? Like, you're going to get out of it. They got themselves into destructive relationships that just don't work. So the goal is not to get engaged or married, but to actually have a toolbox of practices and foundational understanding and concepts and knowledge about feminine masculine polarity and be able to feel and practice it in real life in relationships with men. That's why when you work with me, the program that I have currently, once you get in, you're in. As in, like, there's no deadline to how much you're in. Obviously, we're focused on your result and getting you there in no time at all. Less than 3 months, by the way. But you can continuously keep coming, asking questions, and developing together with me. And feminine embodiment is key here. I work with a lot of women who have been in therapy for years, and what they have been missing is the embodiment piece, where they actually get to experience in their body the light and the dark and embrace and integrate all the precious pieces in themselves. So this is, as I said, this is deep work. And so I just had my group coaching call before this, and women were saying, I don't know what happened. Like she, Irina, for example, she's been in the program. This is her 3rd week. And she's like saying, you know, she's reporting back that on a Saturday she was with a girlfriend at this bar. So she's in New York and she's kind of walking around. She had all these men around her just staring at her. And then she went out and there was a guy approaching her. He was a bit creepy, but whatever, you know, she said, oh my God, I'm so unused to men in New York approaching and looking and everything. And what changed for her is not that, this is not a magic trick. It just really, once she starts doing her feminine flow practice and really understanding the certain principles of polarity and feminine embodiment, she starts releasing and letting go layer by layer of that thick skin that she has been carrying and we all have been carrying with us for years. I mean, you know, we live in a world where as feminine essence women, we constantly live by masculine ways and we work by them. So that creates a lot of frozen tension in our bodies, like, you know, the stress of work, the responsibility. So we pile it up and we go, go, go. And so what happens is that we become very rigid and very angular and very tough, as in like tough. And that's repelling to the masculine. It's like the masculine repels the masculine, the law of attraction. The law of polarity is that the feminine always is attracted to the masculine. So when a woman is constantly in her head, constantly in her masculine, she will be attracting feminine men, right? Or she will be attracting masculine men if she's deeply connected to her feminine. But she will be, if she's herself emotionally unavailable, this is when we work with belief systems around men and relationships, she will be mirroring that in the men that she'll be attracting. And that's what we do in the program as well. We really work on your deeply rooted beliefs about men and relationships. And until you're able to excavate and reframe those, not a lot of things are going to happen. And that process in itself, I did it myself, but when I say myself, it's not really true because I worked with other people and, you know, I had coaches and I had the research and I had the books and everything. And now I've put it all together, that philosophy of relationships and beliefs, weaved it with feminine embodiment. And now here we have a result of women having amazing experiences and results. And if you're curious, go to girlskill.com/reviews to check out those testimonials and reviews. Because, I mean, don't trust me. Just go to the reviews and see real screenshots from the women that I work with. So the next thing, so we talked about, you know, number one, my own experience research working one-on-one with women. Number two, feminine embodiment that you won't find anywhere in other relationship or at least that I'm aware of, you know, relationship or dating program. And then number three, I walk my talk. You know, what I teach in my program, I live in my own life. I drop to my hands and knees every day. That's the weird dances I regularly post on social media, which I'm going to do today, hopefully. That is actually the feminine embodiment basic practice that I teach all women in my program to feel and express, right? And I continuously work on that feminine masculine polarity in my marriage with strength with my husband, because that is a never-ending journey. And so that's why I say the goal is not engagement or marriage. The goal is sustainability of attraction and a relationship, right? That's what's the most important. It has become increasingly challenging for me and to maintain that polarity because I'm also the face and the money maker in the business. So I'm exploring ways of showing up as a feminine businesswoman who still lets her man lead in the house and in the business, right? I also bring in the principles of embodiment, feminine leadership and polarity into my motherhood, into my friendships and my business. And I'm constantly learning and evolving myself. You know, so it's a challenge, like right now in our marriage, we run this business together. And so I'm the face of it. I'm doing discovery calls. So it's like from one point I can get into this hyper masculine kind of state where I'm like, well, I'm the boss here. Although I can tell you that because I've been doing this polarity work and feminine embodiment work, it hasn't been very difficult. There has been a few challenges, but overall, I think we created a model where, and I can share that with you because, like, I'm an open book when you work with me, and even when I'm on social media, you know, when I work with women, I'm not your guru. I'm a woman just like you, struggling with the same thing. I've just walked this path before, and I know what doors to open, and I have the coaching tools to help you get there. But I'm not perfect, you know. I'm still doing mistakes every day. So with us, it's, you know, really what in the business, and this is an area that probably is like another episode or another exploration, another subject. He really takes the role of the CEO, the CFO, and the COO in the business. And I step into the role of chief executive creator, I suppose, and chief executive coach, which is CEC squared, and I, you know, I get to do what I love, and I get to be who I am without, you know, having to deal with all of the operations and systems and processes, and even like how to structure, you know, money things. And, you know, he's constantly wanting to live on the edge and invest more and grow it big and everything. And I'm like, no, 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 hold on. I don't want to go this fast, you know? So, That's an interesting exploration there. Let me see. There's a question from Ebony, I think. I tend to take unrequited interest in men who are most similar to myself and hadn't seemed to develop a desire for someone who is complementary to me, a masculine match to my feminine. That's really interesting, Ebony. So what you're saying is that I tend to take women who are most similar to myself and has a certain desire for someone who's complementary to me. So it'll be interesting to see how this shifts as I get out of my head and tap more into my feminine. Yeah, for sure. So when you say, just to clarify, Ebony, when you say you hadn't seemed to develop a desire for someone who's complementary to me, you mean like a masculine man. So are you saying that you're attracted to men who are feminine like you? Is that what you're saying? So similar to yourself in terms of your feminine? Is that what you're saying? Are you attracting feminine men? Let me know in the comments and then I'll get back to discuss this with you. So, and that leads me to number four, how my work is different is something that I already discussed with all of you. I'm a woman like you, right? So I'm not trying to be perfect. And even though I'm the coach and the guide of this experience for the Women in the Claim program, I'm a woman just like them, right? So just so it happened that I know quite a bit more about the subject of feminine masculine polarity in relationships, and I've done quite a bit of work on myself, right? And I'm not there as your guru or someone who'll tell you whether to leave or not your almost relationship. A client, for example, right? A client of mine told me, you speak to me and not at me. I found that to be the perfect description of who I am as a coach and what I do in my work with women, because that's what I think, you know, and it resonates so much. I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. My job is not to fix you or tell you what to do as your coach, right? Because you're not actually broken. My job is to guide and show you the tools and the practices you can use in your life to come back to yourself and embody the powerful feminine woman that you were born to be, which is magnetic to committed masculine men, right? So I'm in constant exploration of this subject myself. You know, when I look at a woman, when I speak with her on a discovery call or on a coaching call or whatever, I look at this woman, I'm like, you've got all the tools and what you want is very available. You just need to do a certain shifts and here's a path to do it. You're not broken. And a lot of women find that very refreshing. So I teach what I came here to learn, which is also really interesting. And it's a fine line to walk, and it's all a matter of boundaries, right? There's a way to be a coach and a guide and still be down to earth and very real. That's what I saw in my coach, and that's what I model. I love this approach because it creates a partnership between the woman I coach and me as her guide. In this way, our relationship is not based on hierarchy and dominance, but on trust and respect. I see my clients gain confidence and power simply because someone believes in them and sees them for who they are, already powerful and magnetic. And I teach them an ancestral forgotten skill that's already in their body, not from a pedestal, but from a humble wooden chair that's placed at the same table. And I love that because, you know, and it actually makes my work so much easier because we're in discussion and exploration as a coach. I have the tools. I can't tell you what to do. That's your own decision. But in my belief in you that, and in my belief in the universe and the goodness of men, that's rubbing off on you. You know, that's why you work actually with a coach, as someone who can get you to where you want. It's their belief in them that you can do it, gets you there so much faster. So I hope this makes sense. There's one more thing, but I really wanted to address Ebony's question. So Ebony says, yes, I attract feminine men who are also a bit heady and analytical. I notice those traits in myself as well. So Ebony, and this is my philosophy around this. If you are attracting feminine men, you are in your masculine a lot of the time. You are in your head a lot of the times. You are leading. You're leading on that age. You're taking charge. You're taking control. And you are basically in your masculine, right? Most of the time, that's why you're attracting feminine men. So, and this is not to say you're a masculine essence woman. Most women are feminine essence women, but how they show up in life and in relationships with men and their dynamics with men will dictate what kind of men they're attracting, because polarity is always at play. If you want to know more, I explain this in detail in my webinar, girlskill.com/webinar. But if you are attracting feminine men who would rather let you lead, you know, who you feel like you can maybe walk all over them, or you feel like you're taking charge and they're not doing anything, you're in your masculine a lot. So yes, back to your question where you say it will be interesting to see how that shifts as you get out of your head and tap more into your feminine. Yes, it will be very interesting. And I can tell you that the interesting thing that's going to happen is that you will start attracting masculine men. Being in your head is not necessarily feminine or masculine. I mean, by default, by description, it is being in your masculine. You know, it's like thinking, it's logic, it's all about direction and achievement. Feminine is all in the body. Drop into your heart, drop into your womb, and be led by your desire. Be led by your feminine flow and the chaos that's within you, and be led by the present moment of constantly going in and out like the ocean, where you don't have to think, where you don't have to direct. You're just being here, there, now. You're stepping back and letting him lead. So that's what's going to happen. All right. B. Bonafide comments. I've been doing a lot of inner work and recently reconnected with a lifelong friend. We spent time together this past weekend and I was taken aback by the attraction I had for him and vice versa. I noticed that I'm pushing him away. How do I get out of my head and allow the natural flow? He expressed the same interest. Well, I'm not sure this is a matter of polarity, your question, right? So you're just saying that we're reconnected and you're pushing him away. So how you get out of your head and allow the natural to flow. I guess your question is more about like, how do I embody my feminine essence, right? More and more. So I actually I've written a lot of articles. And if you scroll back to, you know, if you go to my podcast, Claimed or Anna Rova, there's going to be a lot of different episodes there that you can listen to, like 10 Rules of Being Claimed. Another one on my articles I wrote. I mean, my work is all about that. I can't give you a specific answer to your specific question, but, you know, how do you get out of your head and allow the natural to flow? I'd recommend doing feminine flow practice. I'd recommend, you know, if you have to have a specific pattern and you have to have the desire to actually work with the coach to get through that. If you're interested, we can discuss more, message me. But I have a lot of material on my blog and on my podcast. One of the things that you could check out is how to release stuck energy, thoughts, and emotions and track your masculine men. In this article, it's not a podcast episode yet, but in this article, I share the feminine flow practice that I do. But if you listen to a lot of my stuff on the podcast and even in Instagram, IGTV, but most importantly on the blog, there's a lot of different things there that you can do in your daily life. So I hope this answers your question. You're welcome. All right. So to finish off, the last thing why working with me is different and how my program looks like is that you get live weekly coaching calls, a community, and lifetime access. So basically, together with access to a world-class curriculum, that is my body of work that I've just discussed and put this all together. On entry, you get weekly live coaching sessions with me, group coaching sessions. I currently do them 3 times a week for different time zones. Maybe we'll be doing 4 by the end of the year. We'll see. As well as we have a collaborative community that's really your support and your accountability group of women. You know, because it's one thing to be working with me one-on-one, and it's another thing to be part of something much bigger where you get to see real women struggling with the same things as you are, but also achieving great success. And by the way, I don't work one-on-one with women anymore simply because it's not scalable. I don't have time for it. And I would rather work with women in groups where I can help you achieve the same result, if not better, in group. And that's what I've seen. And that's actually the experience that I've designed and want to continue with, right? So, because it feels good to grow, to know that you're not alone and that all of you is welcomed. Oh, and one more thing, you actually get a lifetime access when you work with me with all these different things. You've heard that right. Once you enroll, you get access to my body of work, live coaching calls, and the community for as long as you need it. That's why this investment is not a $500 investment. It's actually, I don't want to say big or small because it depends who's talking, right? But it's a good investment in yourself. And that's what it is. It's an investment in yourself. And so if you resonate with that, if you want a bit more proof, go to girlskill.com, my reviews page on the site. If you resonate with that, apply for a discovery call. One of my team members will talk to you and I'll hope to see you on the other side where we can get cracking and work together on this. All right. I think that's it for today. Thank you. If you have any other questions, DM me on Instagram, Anna Rova, and then we'll take it from there. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with the wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you.